We'll be turning to 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Trust that the Lord will help us. I've got a few thoughts on my heart. I'll tell you, we in America are in trouble. And there's not many people that realize how much trouble we are in. And certainly these are the last days. And so turn with us in 2 Chronicles chapter 25. I want to read the first two verses, then we're going to skip down in this chapter, down to verse 14 and read. So, amen. 2 Chronicles 25 and verse 1. If you have it, say amen. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. What a tragedy. He did that which was right to a great extent, but not with a perfect heart. Let's drop down to verse 24, in verse 14 of this chapter, and begin reading. Now it came to pass after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense unto them. Wherefore the anger of the Lord was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent unto him a prophet, which said unto him, Why hast thou sought after the gods of the people, which could not deliver their own people out of mine hand? And it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said unto him, Art thou made of the king's counsel? Forbear. Why shouldest thou be smitten? Then the prophet forbear and said, I know that God hath determined to destroy thee, because thou hast done this, and hast not hearkened unto my counsel. Verse 25. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoash, king of Israel, 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, and behold, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now after the time that Amaziah did turn away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent to Lachish after him and slew him there. I know that's several scripture readings this morning, but the tragedy is that Amaziah and with his father Joash both started out so good and ended up in such a tragic situation in life. Amen. You may be seated. From these verses this morning, you must remember that God sent a prophet to rebuke Amaziah. And Amaziah became so angry that he threatened to kill the messenger of God, the prophet. Then the prophet predicted Amaziah's destruction. The reason was because they sought after the gods of Edom. So often, this was the reason for judgment upon Israel. It caused more judgments than any other sin. Idolatry finally led to the destruction of the nation. I know that these are little different verses of scripture for what I want to talk to you about this morning. The Lord help us. I want to talk to you about, is America fitted for destruction? Is America? Now, I love this country. I am patriotic. Hello. I am patriotic. I am an American. I believe in this country. But we are destined for God's judgment because of the sins in this country. Amen. I considered this week about these verses of Scripture and my thought that I want to talk to you about, and I realize that there are many Americans that refuse to believe that America is in danger. And I've heard so many people just in the last little while hearing about the conditions that exist presently in France and Paris and the tragedy of there. And I've heard people say it can't happen here. But I want to tell you, God is looking at America. And we are headed for destruction and judgment. In the Bible, God speaks of destroying people and nations. In Psalms chapter 9, verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell in all nations that forget God. Now, I want to talk to you for a few minutes. I said earlier several hours, but really not long. I want to talk to you about, is America fitted for destruction? Romans chapter 9, verse 22. Paul the apostle is writing to the Romans, and he talks about vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. Amen. Fitted. What does that word fitted mean? It means to make perfectly, to join together. Now, I want to tell you, when you go buy clothes, if it don't fit, you don't buy it. My wife has a hard time finding gloves to fit her. I bought her a pair just a little while ago, and brought them home. I thought they would, you know, it says on the label where I bought it, all sizes. But it didn't fit. So I had to take them back. If it fits, well, it used to be an old time saying, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. And the old timers were saying, if the preacher's preaching to you and trying to help you do better, if he's preaching where you live and do better, take it. But I want to say this morning that I fear that America is ripe, fitted, amen, perfectly fitted for destruction. God warned his people in the Old Testament. In Psalms 50 and verse 22, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. Amen. And again he says, now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Amen. Sometimes we in America, we have become so, I don't know how to say this, but you'll just have to take it. We become so materialistic minded that we are so concerned about what I have, what I have in my hands, my home, my possessions, my materialistic things that I have. Are y'all still listening to me? We are concerned. We are really concerned about the automobiles we drive, and there's nothing wrong with having a good home. Come on here. Or a good car. Food on the table and clothes in the closet. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But when we become so materialistic minded that we forget God and we put everything else in life first, Amen. We are heading in the wrong direction. Amen. Ezra was warned against materialism. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, he said, "And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth." God went on to say, "I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish." Amen. And God destroys people because of their disobedience and their sin against God. Amen. I want to tell you, I'm an older man. I'm not old, but I'm an older man. Amen. And I never ever dreamed as a young preacher man that I'd live to see such a vile, wicked generation as we have right now in our American culture. Never thought I would live to see it. But we have. Amen. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage and knew it not until the judgments of God came. The same thing with Noah. Amen. The Bible tells us that their mind was on wickedness continually. Huh? Somebody say amen. Now I want to tell you, disobedience comes after, amen, we forget God and we forget His house. Amen. When we become materialistic minded, then we become disobedient to God and His word because we feel like we don't need God. Amen. Come on, that's good preaching, Brother Savage. That's where we are in our American culture. Amen. Moses speaks of what happens to those who do not obey God's word in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 11. "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I have commanded thee this day." Amen. I want to say, amen, I love America. And I pray God give us a revival. Amen. But we're living in a generation who has no concept of what's right and what's wrong. Everything is muddled. Amen. We got a gray area. We can't say, amen, it's politically incorrect. Boy, am I doing all right now. It's politically incorrect to take an absolute, amen, position on anything in life. Amen. This is wrong and this is right. Amen. Our generation does not want to understand that God is a God of love, but He is also a God of judgment. Amen. Amen. In Luke chapter 13, amen. Luke chapter 13, verse 23 and down through 27 there, brother. Yes. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. We have eaten and drinking where? We went to church. Amen. We even went to the altar. Come on here. Somebody say amen. We're living in a generation now in American culture. They're religious. Amen. They're more religious right now than has ever been. But there are not many people that want to serve God and live right. That's good preaching. Amen. Yes, read. Well. All right, Brother Silas. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 down through 23 there. Now, wait a minute here. He that does what? He that doeth? He that doeth? You mean we have to do it? He that doeth the will of my Father. Read on. Oh, God, help us. I want to tell you, we're living in that exact generation right now. Amen. We have people that, I'm in trouble here today. I know I'm an old fogey. I belong in yesteryear, but I'm telling you, God sent me, amen, to preach to this generation. Amen. You got to do more than go to church. You got to do more than sing Amazing Grace. You got to do more than just say a prayer. Amen. These that Jesus is talking about, this is a Sermon on the Mount. And if you've got a red letter Bible, amen, you'll understand these are the words of Christ himself. Amen. We prophesied in your name. Amen. We went to church. We were spiritual. Amen. We've even cast out devils in your name. Amen. And done what? Amen. Done what beside cast out devils? Hold on. Amen. Cast out devils. In thy name have done wonderful works. Amen. We fed the poor. Come on here. Amen. We have built houses for people that couldn't afford it. That's great. It's wonderful to feed the poor. Come on here. It's wonderful to go to church and, amen, hear God speak to us through prophecy. Amen. To cast out devils. Somebody said, did they do it? Sure they did. Amen. But Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in. There's only one group of people that's going to go to heaven. Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter in. But he that doeth the will. What is the will of God? Amen. The will of God is even your sanctification, to separate yourself from the world and live holy. Woo! I'm feeling better right now. Amen. I know this is strange, but God destroys people. Amen. Because they are wicked. Amen. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5, 6, and 7. Amen. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created. Amen. From the face of the earth. Amen. I want to tell you, saints. Amen. Get it down in your heart. You cannot live for God and live for the world too. There's got to be a separation in your life. Amen. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in, but he that doeth. Amen. That's good preaching, Brother Saves. I want to tell you this morning, I was doing some studying this week on America and our heritage. Amen. Did y'all understand that this nation was founded on the principles of righteousness? Yes, it was. Amen. When I go back and research and read the history of this country, amen, America started out great. Amen. On principles. When the Puritans came over here, amen. They later called them pilgrims. But the original was that they were Puritans, that they left Europe and England to come over here that they might have liberty to worship God according to the dictates of their own conscience and mind. Amen. Come on here. Am I doing all right now? Amen. They came over here and they established this country. There was the Huguenots. Amen. And there was Count Zinzendorf. Amen. Of history. He was quite a man that lived and believed. Then there was John Wycliffe. Amen. He was a Puritan. And I don't know if you are aware or not, but we've got two great institutions of learning in this country. Amen. That even the liberals attend. Amen. And it's those two institutions have become so liberal, they're way out in left field. And that's Harvard and Yale. Amen. But y'all understand, in the beginning, Harvard and Yale both were started, amen, by the Puritans. Amen. They wanted God, come on here, to be installed in the hearts of men and to live right. They want this country to be different from Europe. Amen. And they wanted to have freedom and liberty to live. Amen. Like righteous people ought to live. Amen. There was a man by the name of William Bradford. Amen. He was the second governor of Plymouth Colony up in Massachusetts and Connecticut area. Amen. William Bradford was the second governor there. And he was a righteous man. Matter of fact, he preached good bit. Amen. He established the principles of the Puritans that God's people ought to live by. Amen. God help us. We started out so good. But look at America now. Christianity is frowned on. Amen. God in His Word, amen, is eliminated from our society. Nobody wants to hear the Ten Commandments. Nobody, come on here. We don't want prayer and God in our schools. Their time, come on, I'm preaching all right here. Amen. We don't want courts to, amen, uphold, amen, the freedom of religion. Amen. Unless, oh, I'm in trouble here. Unless it is some false religion, amen, or false God out there. Come on here. Amen. Them radicals, amen, and the Muslims, amen, is trying to take over this country as well as Europe. Amen. And we haven't got enough sense to stand up and realize America was not brought up that way. We started out on holiness. We started out in righteousness. We started out serving God with a pure heart. God have mercy on us. Woo! Help me here. Amaziah started out so good. And he done a lot of good things. He really did. You read the first part of Amaziah's life. He established the work of God. Amen. But he was led astray. And he wound up in a heap of trouble with God. Say, America, we started out so good, but we wound up a heap of trouble with God. I'm in trouble here this morning. But I want to tell you, the sins of this country is going to bring judgment upon this country. Amen. God is well aware and has written down in the eternal annals of heaven. Amen. 55 million babies aborted, murdered, and killed in this country. Don't you ever think for one minute that God's going to ignore that. Amen. And let us pass right on through life. Amen. Come on, I'm doing all right this morning. Amen. I want to tell you, every one of those 55 million babies, amen, has got names in the glory world. Amen. And God's protecting them. And God is saying, I'm going to avenge your blood upon a nation that has forgotten me, that has forgotten my word, that has forgotten holiness and forgotten righteousness. Amen. You can rest assured one thing, God's judgment is going to come. When I was a boy, amen, my daddy was, several of you folks in here knew my daddy. He's been gone since 1981 or two, amen, and he passed away at the age of 72. And my daddy disciplined us. I know that's a foreign word to this generation. But he did. Now, I want to tell you, he spanked us. He didn't just discipline us. He spanked us. Amen. He didn't put us in a corner and say, now y'all stand there for 30 minutes. Amen. But when we done something disobedient to Daddy, he didn't always spank us right then. He said, I'm laying that up on you. Hello here. I'm putting that down on your record. Does anybody here remember anything like that? Oh, amen. Many times he said, don't you think for 1 minute I've forgotten. I'm just putting that down on your record. And sometime after a while, we thought Daddy had forgotten. Daddy had been on a journey. Amen. Been gone for 4 weeks in revival and come home. Amen. Mama never told Daddy, amen, what we did while he is gone. Mama took care of the business while he is gone, just like as if Daddy was there. I lost y'all right there. Amen. But when Daddy came back and we disobeyed him, we thought he had forgot all about that stuff that we had disobeyed him back. Amen. 2 months ago. Amen. And after a while, he said, all right, boys, reckoning day has come. Amen. And he said, whoo, help me here. Are y'all still with me? Amen. My memory bank is full. I remember what you did then. I remember what you did then. And I told y'all I was laying it up. Amen. So reckoning day has come. Amen. And it did. Amen. Daddy went to town and back. And when Daddy got back from town, y'all don't get that analogy there. Amen. When Daddy got back from town, amen, the gap was closed that we thought was a generation gap. Amen. And we understood what he said. We understood what he meant. And from then on, we're going to be better, at least for a while. Amen. But reckoning day is going to come to our America. We're not going to escape our disobedience and filthiness, amen, that has overcome this nation. Help me here. We started out such good footing. We started out on such good principles. Amen. But through the years, come on here. Amen. Through the years, we have deviated from the truth of the word. Amen. Until our American culture has become so wicked and so vile. Amen. That America is fitted for destruction and God's gonna reckon it. Amen. Before long. Amen. I wish people would take lessons from other people. It would be good if we could profit by other people's mistakes. But we don't. If there's anything, amen, that is true, is we do not profit by even our former mistakes, let alone somebody else's mistakes. Help me here. Joash was Amaziah's father. Joash, amen, as a baby, was stole away by his aunt, Jehosheba. Amen. Because his own grandmother slew all the king's children. Are y'all still listening to me? All the heirs. Amen. And she asserted herself to the throne of David. The only woman in all of history that ever sat upon the throne of David. She was one wicked woman. Amen. Help me here. Amen. And Jehosheba saw what Athaliah was doing. And she grabbed up Joash as a baby in her arms and took him to the house of God. And Jehoiada raised him in the house of the Lord. Amen. Come on here. And taught him the principles of righteousness. Amen. Until I think it was 6 or 7 years of age. Amen. They brought out the king. Amen. And anointed him as King Joash. And Athaliah said treason. Amen. And they slew her. Are y'all still with me? And Joash ascended the throne. And the Bible tells us in the preceding chapter, amen, that Joash served the Lord with a perfect heart all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Amen. Ah, such a wonderful beginning. Amen. But after Jehoiada died of old age, amen, Joash's heart was turned against God. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And when Zedekiah, I believe it was, came to prophesy against the sin of Joash, amen, that is causing Israel, amen, Joash rose up and slew, amen, Zedekiah, which was, amen, Jehoiada's son, amen, as a prophet, and slew him, amen, and had such a good beginning and wound up in such a disease in his body, and his own servants rose up and slew him in the bed. Amen. Because of the sin of idolatry. I want to tell you, America has been great. America has been wonderful. We've had some great men in the legislature the years gone by. We've had some wonderful presidents. But we're living in a generation now that does not know God and does not want to know God. Anybody here say amen? When you read about Amaziah, son of Joash, you would think that he would have taken a lesson from his own dad that started out so great and wound up so wicked and slain by his own servants. You would think that Amaziah would be determined to do better. But we're living in a generation now that has forgotten our forefathers. Amen. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about? Amen. John Adams, president. John Adams went to Harvard University. John Quincy Adams, amen, president that followed his father's footsteps, went to Harvard University. Help me here. Is anybody listening to me here this morning? Amen. Both Roosevelt, amen, Theodore, amen, and his brother as well, they both went to Harvard University. JFK went to Harvard University. Amen. And look where we are. Look where Harvard is now. It's most liberal, amen, arts university in the United States. She had such a good beginning. Amen. Good principles. Godly upbringing. Amen. But now they are the most liberal in the whole world. Amen. Look out, America. We are destined for God to come and bring judgment to this country. Amen. Because of our filthiness and sin. I got an article in my study in there. City in Utah. This past fall. City in Utah. United States of America, if you will. The state of Utah. City. Amen. Passed legislation in their city. Any preacher who preaches against and refuses to marry homosexuals is going to jail. United States. Come on here. Am I doing all right here today? Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. We got the greatest army in the whole world. Our Marines and Army. Amen. Are y'all still here? In our Navy, in our military might. Amen. Can withstand any country in the world assault on our nation. But who's going to protect us from the wrath of God? Who's going to protect this world from God's judgment? Come on here. Somebody say amen. I read the article in the same magazine that I just told you about from the city of Utah. Amen. The magazine said natural hazards are becoming more frequent and more extreme. Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines, amen, killed 8,000 people. Amen. Monsoon flood in India killed 6,100. Amen. And y'all stay with me. And the earthquake that took place over there in the Far East. Amen. And caused that great tsunami. Amen. Help me. I'm preaching to y'all this morning. Amen. Upon the Sri Lanka and those other nations over there. Amen. That area of the world was the playground for the homosexuals out of Europe. And that's where they went to play and carry on their filthiness. Amen. And 280 some thousand. Amen. People lost their lives in the tsunami from the earthquake. Help me here. Amen. I want to tell you. Amen. You think that Sandy, amen, that came to the, amen, the shores of New York City just a few months ago, you think that was an accident? Amen. And destroyed half of the city. Amen. And people lost their lives and many washed out to sea. Amen. Come on here. You think Katrina, amen, down in New Orleans was an accident? Amen. One of the most wicked cities in America and the world. Amen. Come on here. The filth and the vice and the crime that goes on there. Amen. Katrina swept people out of their homes and out of their cars and washed them out to sea by the thousands. Amen. I want to tell you, God is about to bring judgment on America because of her sins. Started out so good. Started out so good. I'm in red clothes. I'm marching. And I see people go to church. They say, I got saved 20 years ago. And now they live like the devil and think they're going to go to heaven when they die. Have we not eaten in your presence? Have we not prophesied in your name? Boy, am I doing all right this morning. Have we not cast out devils in your name? Ah, amen. That's the generation that we're living in today. God, give us a revival in our church right here at Massanova. Amen. And it breaks my heart when I see people that I love. Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. And pray to it on altar of prayer. Amen. Today they've gone the way of the world. Amen. And you talk to them. Come on here. And they'll tell you right now, I'm saved and going to heaven and cuss like a sailor. Amen. And take God's name in vain. I want to tell you, we're heading for God's judgment upon America. Every head bowed, every eyes closed. Do not say that I have time, for the Lord thy God has seen the wickedness of your country. And I've seen the wickedness in hearts of men. Yea, the Lord thy God has called his people, yea, to the altar of prayer. to a dedication and a surrendered life. Yea, the Lord is pleading for you to come. Yea, turn about. Turn, yea, I say thee, from your wicked ways and all that your heart seeks after. For the Lord thy God has called you this day. While every head is bowed. I know this kind of preaching is not popular. But if God don't help us, and we have a revival in this country, we are fitted for destruction. Oh God. Everybody stand. I wonder this morning if there's saints of God, those that are perhaps cold in your experience with God, those that are good people and yet are gradually straying away from what you've been taught. Maybe you've got your children, your grandchildren, your family, close friends, at one time knew God in the fullness of His presence and power, but today they're gone, gone the other way. I wonder if there's any good saints in this place that want to come to this altar and pray for revival, not only in our nation, but in our church, in our families, in our homes. You want to come pray? Come on. Come on. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Let's pour our hearts out to the Lord today, saints. Let's ask God for revival. Ask God for revival in our homes. Oh God. For revival in our church. And those that are cold and indifferent in their experience with God. Oh God, breathe upon us. Sing, Marsha. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, have mercy. Lord, give us a revival in our church. God, stir the hearts of your children that we may return with all of our hearts to seek your face. Call upon your name. God, I pray that you forgive the sins of the people that know right and have not done right. Oh God, raised in holiness and raised in the truth, and are departed from the ways of the Lord. Oh God, help us this day, Lord. Oh God, whatever you have to do to us, Lord, don't let us be lost. Don't let us be lost, oh God. We want to be ready for your return. Oh God, in Jesus' name. Even the souls of those.
Choose to